On a recent visit to New Zealand, we, along with some 1,500 other travellers, were held up by a strike for 36 hours at Auckland Airport. The airline thoughtfully issued the passengers with complimentary meal tickets, but these were of limited value as the cafeteria ran out of food. The aircraft catering arrangements had also been affected by the strike, so that when the flight finally took off, there was no provision for either food or drink on board. All these problems paint a rather gloomy picture. Far from it. International travel is adventurous, stimulating, and often essential. To enjoy it to the full, we must be independent. We must know or guess what to expect.
You wrote that in 1981. How has travel changed since then?
I think the adventurous side of it has not changed. It is a little easier now that blood testing is more convenient and there's better equipment to do it.
What do you use now?
The blood testing strips are a lot simpler to use nowadays, and they carry conveniently in the pocket.
What about syringes?
Long ago, you used to have to carry with you a metal and glass syringe, which was held in a stainless steel container with surgical spirit in it. Rather a heavy device, heavy in the pocket or handbag. But now the disposable syringes are a lot more convenient and much more reliable. Now that's all one needs to worry about.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention looking back over 65 years?
We have followed a policy of not mentioning that I'm diabetic until we know a friend well. It's very embarrassing to be asked if you're feeling any better, and you have to say, well, actually, I shall never be any better. And then if people know you're diabetic and have got this feeling in the back of their mind that you mustn't eat any bread or any sweet things, so you're then provided with a delicious meal with no carbohydrate in at all, so you then have to beg for a bit of bread. People don't know about the modern treatment, and no reason why they should. They've just got this feeling that diabetics don't eat anything sweet.